Message 8, preaching the gospel of the kingdom and discipling the nations. Crucial point 1, Roman numeral 1. We need to follow the Lamb wherever he may go to preach the gospel of the kingdom to the whole inhabited earth for the propagation and development of the seed, the gene of the kingdom, to consummate this age. Mark 4:26. And he said, so is the kingdom of God, as if a man cast seed on the earth. Footnote: the seed of the divine life sown into the slave savior's believers, indicating that the kingdom of God, which is the issue and goal of the slave savior's gospel and the church in this age, are a matter of life, the life of God, which sprouts, grows, bears fruits, matures, and produces a harvest. They are not a matter of lifeless organization produced through man's wisdom ability. A. The kingdom of God is Christ himself. 1. The triune God in humanity is the seed, the gene of the kingdom of God, to be sown into God's chosen people so that he might grow in them, live in them, and be expressed from within them to develop into God's ruling realm. 4:28. The earth bears fruit by itself, first a blade, then an ear, then full grain in the ear. Footnote: that is the good earth, signifying the good heart that was created by God so that his divine life can grow in man. Such a good heart works together with the seed of the divine life sown into it, allowing the seed to grow and bear fruit spontaneously for the expression of God. The word here enables us to have faith in this spontaneity. 29. But when the fruit is ripe, immediately he sends forth the sickle, because the harvest has come. 3. God's goal is the full development of the kingdom of God. Small a. In the Gospels, we have the sowing of the seed, the gene of the kingdom. Small b. In the Acts, we have the propagation and spreading of this sowing by thousands of sowers who have received the seed, the gene of the kingdom. This wonderful one is our God, Lord, Savior, Redeemer, Master, and Life. Day by day, the seed of the kingdom is growing and developing within us. We may forget many things, but we should all remember the gene that is within us. Testimony. From the end of the year 2024 to the beginning of the new year of 2025, we were very blessed because the young people functioned very much in the church. They had a two-day and one-night camp right after the winter break started, where they participated in sisters' meeting and daytime training with the adults. Many young people also participated in the sunrise camp at Rocco Rio's Garden from December 31st to January 1st, and the New Year's conference from January 3rd to 4th, and took the initiative in serving with piano and sharing in the meetings. I was also greatly encouraged, and my spirit was kindled by the way the young people exercised their spirits to sing the hymns, speak the word of God, and function in the church according to their own portion. We also fellowshiped young people the seven items for the vital living at our first district meeting in Oji Park in 2025. In the matter of contacting people, the young people declared to visit the backsliding brothers and sisters and friends, listing up their names. Seeing this, I felt that the seed of the kingdom has been sown in their hearts, which is the good earth, and the life of God is growing in their hearts properly. The future of the church depends on the young people today. I want to continue to learn to function in coordination with them and expand the realm of the divine kingdom of God.
CP 2, Roman numeral 1b. In his kingly ministry for the establishing of his heavenly kingdom in the stage of his incarnation, the Lord Jesus considered himself a physician, a shepherd, and a lord of the harvest. Matthew 9:12. Those who are strong have no need of a physician, but those who are ill. Footnote: the Lord's word here implies that the self-righteous Pharisees did not realize that they needed him as a physician. They considered themselves strong, hence blinded by their self-righteousness. They did not know that they were ill. 36. And seeing the crowds, he was moved with compassion for them, because they were harassed and cast away like sheep, not having a shepherd. Footnote: this indicates that the heavenly king considered the Israelites sheep and himself their shepherd. When Christ came to the Jews the first time, they were like lepers, paralytics, the demon-possessed, and all manner of pitiful persons because they had no shepherd to care for them. 38. Therefore beseech the Lord of the harvest that he would thrust out workers into his harvest. Footnote: in his economy, God has a plan to accomplish. Then there is the need for his people to beseech him, to pray to him concerning it. In answering their prayer, he will accomplish what they have prayed concerning his plan. C. In his kingly ministry for the establishing of his heavenly kingdom in the stage of his incarnation, the Son, as the center of the divine Trinity, was altogether not by himself, for himself, or to himself. Whatever he did was by the Spirit of God and for the kingdom of God the Father. Matthew 12:28. But if I, by the Spirit of God, cast out the demons, then the kingdom of God has come upon you. 1. This move of the divine Trinity with the divine coordination shows us the harmony, beauty, and excellency in the divine Trinity, and is an excellent and beautiful pattern that the head has set up for our coordination as a member of his body. Today, in the church life, the body of Christ has not been built up adequately because of a shortage of the proper coordination. The Lord has produced a body constituted with many members, so all the members should learn of him. He was working by the Spirit of God for God the Father. He never did anything by himself or for himself. CP 3, Roman numeral 1d. The gospel of the kingdom will be preached in the whole inhabited earth for a testimony to all the nations before the end of this age. This preaching signified by the white horse of the first seal in Revelation 6, 1-2, will be sign of the consummation of this age. Matthew 24:14 and this gospel of the kingdom will be preached in the whole inhabited earth for a testimony to all the nations, and then the end will come. Footnote: the gospel of the kingdom, which includes the gospel of grace, brings people not only into God's salvation, but also into the kingdom of the heavens. The gospel of grace emphasizes forgiveness of sin, God's redemption, and eternal life. Whereas the gospel of the kingdom emphasizes the heavenly ruling of God and the authority of the Lord. This gospel of the kingdom will be preached in the whole earth for a testimony to all the nations before the end of this age. Revelation 6:2. And I saw, and behold, a white horse, and he who sits on it had a bow, and a crown was given to him, and he went forth conquering and to conquer. Footnote: according to historical facts, the rider of the first horse, the white horse, must be the gospel, not Christ or Antichrist, as some interpret. Immediately after Christ's ascension, these four things, the gospel, war, famine, and death, began to run like riders on four horses, and they will continue until Christ comes back. We all have to bear fruit. Although we may admit that this is scriptural, we may not be bearing any fruit. This means that we are not on the white horse. If we are preaching the gospel, our interest is in God's kingdom. What is our interest today on this earth? We should be those who are laboring to get people saved, to build up the body of Christ for the kingdom of God.
Testimony. In 1986 to 1988, I joined a full-time training in Taiwan and heard over and over again the preaching of the gospel of the kingdom to all the people in Matthew 24:14 is a strengthening sign of the Lord's coming back. We, the local churches in Japan, must surely preach the gospel of the kingdom to all who live in Japan. I was very impressed with this vision. Since April 1992, when the three of us began our church life in Kobe, we have focused on preaching the gospel. In Japan, it is not easy to preach the gospel of the kingdom and bear the fruit. So I faced disappointing situations many times, but each time, because of the Lord's mercy, I prayed as follows. O Lord Jesus, I love you and long for your appearance. If so, I must preach the gospel of the kingdom to all who live in Kobe City. Otherwise, I will be a contradictory person. I apply Matthew 24:14, and this gospel of the kingdom will be preached in the whole inhabited earth for a testimony to all the nations, and then the end will come. To my life, no matter how disappointed I am, no matter how weak I am, I must still stand up and preach the gospel. If I do not, I will be the one who is delaying his appearance. Lord, have mercy on me. I don't want to be the person's whatsoever. It was through these prayers of faith that I was able to bridge the gap between my heavenly visions and reality. Also, on other occasions, I prayed as follows. Lord Jesus, I will continue to always preach the gospel of the kingdom, whether the work is going well or not. The gospel of the grace has already been preached through the land by the British. However, the gospel of the kingdom, the high gospel from the perspective of God's economy, is still rarely preached in Japan. This is the responsibility of Japan's local churches. We thank God that this vitality important work has been entrusted to us. Because I love you and adore your appearance, I preach the gospel of the kingdom every week with the brothers and sisters. Amen. When I prayed this way, my inner man was always strengthened. To bridge this gap between vision and reality, I have found it important to honestly cry out to the Lord in spirit and in trustfulness. Such prayer is not only necessary for the leadership in church life, but is also extremely effective in bridging the gap between truth and reality in daily life. For example, when there are family members and relatives who are unbelievers, and you have refrained from calling, praying, and praising the name of the Lord, and you have been dragged down from the spirit to the soul. At such time, if you after prayers before the Lord to fill in the gaps, He will give us wisdom, strength, and boldness at the next opportunity.